Hello and welcome to episode 860 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Thursday, April the 11th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with the great saint and doctor of the church, Alphonsus Liguori's Thursday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain heaven. O Queen of Paradise, who reignest above all the choirs of angels, and who art the nearest of all creatures to God, I, a miserable sinner, salute thee from this valley of tears, and beseech thee to turn thy compassionate eyes towards me, for whichever side they turn, they dispense graces. See, O Mary, in how many dangers I now am, and shall be as long as I live in this world, of losing my soul, of losing heaven and God. In thee, O Lady, I have placed all my hopes. I love thee and sigh to go soon to see thee and praise thee in heaven. Ah, Mary, when will be that happy day on which I shall see myself safe at thy feet and contemplate my mother who has done so much for my salvation? When shall I kiss that hand which has delivered me so many times from hell and has dispensed me so many graces when, on account of my sins, I deserve to be hated and abandoned by all? My Lady, in life, I have been very ungrateful to thee, but if I get to heaven, I shall no longer be ungrateful. There I shall love thee as much as I can in every moment for all eternity, and shall make amends for my ingratitude by blessing and thanking thee forever. I thank God with my whole heart, who gives me firm confidence in the blood of Jesus Christ and in thee, and the conviction that thou wilt save me, that thou wilt deliver me from my sins, that thou wilt give me light and strength to execute the divine will, and in fine, that thou wilt lead me to the gate of paradise. Thy servants have hoped for all this, and not one of them was deceived. No, neither shall I be deceived. O Mary, my full confidence is that thou hast to save me. Beseech thy son Jesus, as I also beseech him, by the merits of his passion, to preserve and always increase his confidence in me, and I shall be saved. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, turn thine eyes of mercy toward the children of that race, once thy chosen people. Of old they called down upon themselves the blood of the Savior. May it now descend upon them, a laver of redemption and of life. Amen. Today, friends, we are going to continue with the Fatima Crusader, issue number 132, but this is an addendum, appendix number one, that was added at their website by Mr. Andrew Sasonic. It's entitled, Sister Lucia Insisted Upon the Consecration of Russia. A compendium of consistent testimonies evidencing Sister Lucia insisted upon the consecration of Russia. Introduction. While there is evidence that a woman who appeared as Sister Lucia on a few occasions, beginning in 1967, was an imposter, nothing this imposter said or did invalidate the message of Fatima, all the elements of which were in place prior to 1960. Moreover, there is substantial evidence that the real Sister Lucia dos Santos was alive and saying things that contradicted the Vatican's false narrative through 1989. The 132nd issue of the Fatima Crusader, published in the spring of 2024, addresses the issue of a fake Sister Lucia? Given the space limitation of the magazine, much relevant evidence could not be included. Therefore, Appendix 1 and Appendix 2, which would fittingly have been included in Chapter 5, are published here, and we will get to Appendix 2 tomorrow. The compendium of these testimonies helps demonstrate that Sister Lucia was alive until at least 1989, her consistent witness to the simple but precise conditions of Heaven's request for the consecration of Russia is a sure key to recognizing Our Lady of Fatima's true chosen witness. We also encourage the interested researcher to carefully read through our booklet, The Fatima Timeline, and a hyperlink is given. It supplies much information that we were unable to include in Chapter 6 of A Fake Sister Lucia, The Fatima Crusader, Issue 132. No one has questioned the authenticity of Sister Lucia's testimony in the 1940s and 1950s. It is important to become familiar with this testimony in order to recognize its consistency with the testimony she provided in later years. Context. In October 1940, Sister Lucia's confessor, Don Manuel Ferreira, the Bishop of Gerza, knew that the August 1, 1935 request of Our Lord through Alexandrina da Costa for a consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary was favorably looked upon in the Vatican, particularly by Pope Pius XII, who, as Cardinal Pacelli, had been closely involved in its investigation. Convinced that his efforts to persuade Pope Pius XII to comply with the Fatima request were all but hopeless, he sought to combine the request of Our Lady of Fatima with Our Lord's different request for a consecration of the world to shorten the duration of the Second World War. And so, Don Ferreira ordered Sister Lucia to write to the Holy Father, asking him to consecrate the world with a special mention of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Sister Lucia, greatly disturbed by this order but bound to obey her confessor, realized the inevitable confusion that would come from her own involvement in this initiative. On October 22, 1940, at a loss for how to proceed, she spent 2 hours before Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and at last received a special communication from heaven. It was indeed God's will that she asked the Pope for the consecration of the world, but it was not to be confused with the consecration sought by Our Lady of Fatima. Rather, Our Lord's object in his request for the consecration of the world was to shorten the duration of the Second World War. His Holiness will obtain an abbreviation of these days of tribulation if he takes heed of my wishes by promulgating the act of consecration of the whole world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary with a special mention of Russia. It's a quote from our Lord Jesus Christ. The distinction between these two consecrations was further emphasized by our Lord 2 years later on an unspecified date shortly after Pius XII had at last made that consecration of the world on October 31, 1942. Speaking to her during a Thursday night holy hour between 11 p.m. and midnight, our Lord renewed his promise to turn the course of the war in response to the Pope's act. But the conversion of Russia and world peace would still await the fulfillment of Our Lady's request for the consecration of Russia. In a letter of February 28, 1943, to her confessor, Archbishop Don Manuel Ferreira, Bishop of Gerza, Sister Lucia wrote, "The good Lord has already shown me his contentment with the act performed by the Holy Father and several bishops, although it was incomplete according to his desire. In return, he promises to end the war soon. The conversion of Russia is not for now." Thus, it was clear, and should still be clear, that a consecration of the world cannot satisfy the Fatima request. From the beginning, heaven has regarded these as two different requests for different ends and made through two different seers, Blessed Alexandrina and Sister Lucy. Our Lady of Fatima's request for the consecration of Russia is our Lord's inflexible will for his church, without which he absolutely will not grant the conversion of Russia or peace in the world. Our Lord's request for the consecration of the world was a distinct interim measure by which the length and possibly the projected outcome of World War II was mercifully changed. And if I could jump in for a moment here, people will say, well, are not good things taking place in Russia in terms of cracking down on the whole LGBTQ, LMNOP agenda and things of that nature? Yes. Indeed, Russia is moving in the right direction on several fronts, but there hasn't been a mass conversion to Catholicism in Russia. The number of Catholics in Russia, they're very devout, but very few in number. And are we seeing peace in the world? Of course not. Russia is involved with a war against the Ukraine. Israel is committing nothing short of a genocide against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. There are conflicts all over the place. So those are the two things to look for in terms of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Mother and the consecration being done properly. A mass conversion to Catholicism in Russia and peace in the world. And we're not seeing either one of those things. Now, it's been over 2 years since Pope Francis consecrated Russia and the Ukraine and some other stuff involved, and with most of the bishops of the world, probably not all. Probably as close to what the Blessed Mother wanted as we've ever come. And I believed at the time that it fulfilled heaven's request. It would appear that yours truly and many others were wrong about that. So mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, because it's been over 2 years and we still haven't seen a mass conversion of Russians to Catholicism, and there are wars going all over the place. So we need to continue to pray for the consecration of specifically Russia to the Blessed Mother's Immaculate Heart by the Pope and every single bishop in the world. And do our part with the five First Saturdays devotions. And also pray that the entirety of the third secret of the Fatima message is revealed, because that obviously has not been done. To continue in this article, but as Sister Lucia rightly feared, this distinction was blurred by her involvement in the request for the consecration of the world. Many voices, whether purposely deceiving or innocently deceived, began to misrepresent the Fatima request to correspond to the act of Pius XII. For the rest of her days, Sister Lucia did all she could to make the truth clear, as evidenced in the following testimonies. Number one, Professor William Thomas Walsh, 1946. May he rest in peace. I highly recommend his book, Our Lady of Fatima, probably the best book ever written on the topic. The eminent historian and author William Thomas Walsh interviewed Sister Lucia on July 15, 1946, in connection with his book, Our Lady of Fatima, and he asked her to clarify Our Lady's request in this regard. He wrote, "Lucia made it plain that Our Lady did not ask for the consecration of the world to her Immaculate Heart. What she demanded specifically was the consecration of Russia. She did not comment, of course, on the fact that Pope Pius XII had consecrated the world, not Russia, to the Immaculate Heart in 1942. But she said more than once, and with deliberate emphasis, what Our Lady wants is that the Pope and all the bishops in the world shall consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart on one special day. If this is done, she will convert Russia and there will be peace. If it is not done, the errors of Russia will spread through every country in the world." And haven't we seen that, friends? Basically, the whole world has gone communist. We saw that especially in 2020 and 2021 with all the lockdowns and mask mandates, and you have to take an experimental gene therapy to go to a football game and all this other crazy nonsense that would have been unthinkable until recent history. Number two, Father Thomas McGlynn, 1949. Good year for me. Both my parents were born in 1949. Father Thomas McGlynn, OP, was an American sculptor who had been commissioned to carve a statue of Our Lady for the great facade of the Basilica at the Fatima Shrine. In the course of his work on the statue, he had many opportunities to speak with Sister Lucia, and he wrote a book in 1949 about his visits with her. At one point in their discussion, Father McGlynn asked her to confirm or correct the wording of the first two parts of the secret as they had been published in English, as his translator, Father Gerard Gardner, read it aloud to her. When Our Lady's request was repeated, phrased as if she had said, "I ask for the consecration of the world," Sister Lucia interrupted him at once and energetically corrected him, saying, "No, not the world, Russia, Russia." Number three, Italian Bishops' Conference, 1952. In the book Il Pellegrinaggio della Meraviglia, published under the auspices of the Italian Episcopate, a little-known revelation of Our Lady of Fatima to Sister Lucia is recounted. The Virgin Mary appeared to Sister Lucia in May 1952 and said, "Make it known to the Holy Father that I am always awaiting the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart. Without the consecration, Russia will not be able to convert, nor will the world have peace." Number four, unnamed correspondent, 1952. On July 7, 1952, Pope Pius XII published his apostolic letter, Sacro Vergente Anno. This letter was addressed to all Russians. In it, he wrote, "We consecrate, and in a most special manner, we entrust all the peoples of Russia to this Immaculate Heart." This effort was a consecration of Russia without any public ceremony and without the participation of the bishops. Shortly afterwards, Sister Lucia wrote, "I also thank you for the magazine clipping which reports the consecration of Russia. I am pained that it has still not been done as Our Lady requested it." Number 5, Father Umberto Pasquale, 1978 and 1980. On May 12, 1982, the day before the attempted 1982 consecration, La Osservatore Romano, Italian edition, published an interview of Sister Lucia titled Restero nel Museo del Mondo a ricordare la misericordia di Dio, which had been conducted by a Salesian priest, Father Umberto Maria Pasquale, on August 5, 1978. That was the 50th birthday of my dearly departed maternal grandfather. May he rest in peace. To continue, he was a longtime friend of the seer, as he noted in this same article. "I have been the confidant of the seer of Fatima since 1939, when she was still a Dorothean religious at Tui until now. I have received from her 157 letters. I have seen her again and have paid her visits several times as confessor of a community of religious in the College of Sardo near Porto, then later in the Carmel of Coimbra. She has the goodness to consider me as a member of her family, for having helped her mother and for having had her nephew come into the Salesian order, as well as two cousins, nephews of Jacinta and Francisco." Sister Lucia told Father Umberto in no uncertain terms that Our Lady had not requested the consecration of the world in general, but of Russia specifically, and only Russia. "I wanted to clarify the question of the consecration of Russia and having recourse to the source. On August 5, 1978, in the Carmel of Coimbra, I had a lengthy interview with the seer of Fatima, Sister Lucia. At a certain moment, I said to her, 'Sister, I should like to ask you a question. If you cannot answer me, so be it. But if you can answer it, I would be most grateful to you, for you to clear up a point for me, which does not appear clear to many people. Has Our Lady ever spoken to you about the consecration of the world to her Immaculate Heart?' 'No, Father Umberto, never. At the Cova de Iria in 1917, Our Lady had promised, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia, to prevent the spreading of her errors throughout the world. Wars among several nations, persecutions against the church. In 1929 at Tui, as she had promised, Our Lady came back to tell me that the moment had come to ask the Holy Father for the consecration of that country," meaning Russia. "In order to have a written declaration from Sister Lucia to this effect, Father Pasquale later addressed the same question to her. 'Has Our Lady ever spoken to you about the consecration of the world to her Immaculate Heart?' Her reply, a handwritten note dated April 13, 1980, was first published in that same year in a pamphlet produced by Cavallero de Immaculato titled Mensagiera de Jesus para el Consagrado del Mundo al Immaculado Corazón de María. I apologize, my Portuguese isn't what it used to be. "Dear Father Umberto, in replying to your question, I will clarify. Our Lady of Fatima, in her request, referred only to the consecration of Russia. In the letter which I wrote to the Holy Father Pius XII, through the direction of my confessor, I asked for the consecration of the world with explicit mention of Russia. Yours all devotedly and in union of prayers, Coimbra, 13th of April, 1980, Sister Lucia." And we will pick up with Appendix 2 tomorrow, but getting back to doing our part to heed Our Lady of Fatima's request. This is from the Fatima Center. "Help us present Our Lady with a spiritual bouquet, of 100,000 First Saturdays by the 100th anniversary of her request of this devotion, December 10, 2025. To join the challenge, please visit www.fatima.org/100x100. That's www.fatima.org/100by100. The five elements of the First Saturday devotion: number one, make a good confession within 8 days before or after the First Saturday. Number two, receive Holy Communion. Three, pray 5 decades of the Holy Rosary. Four, keep Our Lady company for 15 additional minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. And five, offer each of the above acts in reparation for the blasphemies and offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let us conclude, friends, by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Additionally, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 and spread those far and wide for more information pertaining to RPM. That's an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was roughly 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now, thanks to God's grace, her hard work, and the hard work of her family, we know she's a comprehensive genius who can compose music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. We would have known none of that without RPM. It has been as big of a breakthrough in terms of being able to communicate for non-speakers as sign language was for the deaf. You can also point to Braille in terms of their being able to read for the blind, but you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please share this most important information. And also, I challenge you to put yourself in the shoes of a non-speaker. Communication is a human right. Imagine how sad and frustrated you would be if you were unable to communicate your wants and your needs to your family and they had to guess as to everything you wanted and everything you needed. No one should have to live that way. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.